Nonsense and Melody with Gil and Demling.
You're masters of ceremonies at last, huh?
Yeah, but I don't think Demling can take it.
Well, Gil, at least my uncle wasn't hung for being an MC like yours was.
My uncle wasn't hung. He offered shyly. He was just making his last personal appearance, and somebody pulled the stage out from under him, that's all.
All right, come on, get the show going.
You think I better?
Yeah.
No sooner said than accomplished. Playmates, the ship's concert is about to begin. And the first thing I'd like to do before parting Demling's hair with an oar is to introduce Jean Collin with one of her lovely songs. She will beat the half notes out of a chorus of Pop Goes Your Heart. Music.
Quite unexpectedly, a lovely face you see, and suddenly pop goes your heart. Without a warning word, a charming voice is heard, and suddenly pop goes your heart. When life is just a bowl of withered fruit, so sour and dry, just wanna cry. Then presto change, you're in love, and life is a cherry pie. You don't amount to much, then someone's hand you suddenly touch, and pop, there goes your heart. The clouds of gray roll away on the day your love dream gets their start. What if you chance to quarrel? You say goodbye and quite unexpectedly, a lovely face you see, and suddenly pop goes your heart again.
Well, playmates, yous will next be regaled by a fragment of symphony played by a shipmate, Billy Edwards, on ye oldie harmonica.
Commonly known as the snort organ.
Quiet, Gil. Billy plays the Farewell Blues. Hit it, son.
Playmates, the orchestra, directed by Salvatore Santaella, whose name we have changed to Smith, plays I Never Had a Chance. This number features a sulky brass section who suspects Salvatore of drinking up all their trombone oil. Symphony.
Thank you.
And now it's my turn. The Jack Tars, Three Good Men and Nearly Always True, sing There's a Tavern in the Town. This is the same building mentioned in There's a Cabin in the Cotton, but they turned it into a saloon since repeal. Lightly, boys.
There is a tavern in the town, and there my true love sits him down and drinks his wine, as merry as can be, and never, never thinks of me. Fare thee well, for I must leave thee. Do not let the parting grieve thee. Oh, the time is come for you and I to say goodbye. Adieu, adieu, kind friends, adieu. Yes, adieu. I can no longer stay with you. Stay with you, I'll hang my heart on a weeping willow tree. Fare thee well, fare thee well, fare thee well.
He left me for a damsel dark. Each Friday night they used to spar. And now my love, who once was true to me, takes that dark damsel on his knee.
And now she sees him nevermore. He never knocks upon her door. Oh, woe is she. He penned a little note. I'll read to you the words he wrote. Oh, dig my grave both wide and deep. Put tombstones at my head and feet. And on my breast, just carve a turtle dove to signify I died for love. Fare thee well, for I must leave thee. Do not let the parting grieve thee. Oh, the time has come for you and I to say goodbye. I'll hang my heart on a weeping willow tree. Fare thee well, fare thee well, fare thee well.
Playmates, my mother's favorite comedians, Gill and Demling, present a short dramatic playlet entitled Nervous Norman's Last Stand. The scene is a business office. Curtain,
And Miss Feidelbaum, take dictation. Messrs. Middleditch, Adelpate, Fink, and Lilywater.
Well, 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 good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. That takes care of the day, doesn't it? I'm glad to see you looking so well, Mr. Bulge. But then no one knows when a germ may outguess one and pop one into the beyond, does one. And that's where the What a Life Insurance Company comes in.
And here's where you go out. I'm busy. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Bulge. What a life enables you to provide for your wife after you've gone.
I have no wife, and I'm not going anyplace. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Bulge. Now, what you need is one of our three-way, retractable, double-off-the-left-field-wall What a Life policies.
Now, see here. I don't want...
Of course you don't want to take any chances, do we all? Now, you take our washable, 20-pay life, 30-pay all, 40-take-the-pot, accidental death by falling in a gopher hole policy.
No.
I'm glad to see you're warming up. Good morning, Mr. Bowles.
Good morning. Say, what...
Now, as a special inducement, What a Life is offering, with every policy, a genuine galvanized iron bucket, which you can kick at your leisure. You can even kick it at your landlord.
You make me sick. Why,
then I will give you a physical examination here and now.
My health is perfect.
Just as I thought. Who knows but what you may soon be lying in a hospital bed with double pneumonia.
That's preposterous.
Cough's getting worse. No time to lose, Mr. Bulge. No time to lose. You may die before I can examine you. Just take your coat off, will you, please?
No, but I don't
want... Oh, come. Now, let me help you here. Oh, sorry. Tore it, didn't we? Well, you must remind your wife to sew it up for you.
But I haven't got a wife.
Well, you must have a friend, you rascal. Remember, life begins at 40, Mr. Bulge. Come.
Young man, you take my breath away.
Yes, and from the samples I've had of it, it's a good thing for both of us. No question about it, Mr. Bulge. You're a sick man.
I'm beginning to think you're right.
Here, quick. Let me take your pulse. My goodness, sounds like somebody washing bottles. Here, now just slip this thermometer in your mouth, please. Everything all set? Now we can chat a bit. How do you want to make your payment?
Well...
So you won't talk, eh? Don't sulk, Mr. Bulge. Let's see the temperature. 98. Well, I'd advise you to sell when it hits 102. Joke, Mr. Bulge. Joke over. And now for your heart. Let me hear the heartbeat, please. My gracious me. That's bad, Mr. Bulge. One heart beating in three-quarter time. Now for the blood pressure. I'll just wrap this little gadget around your arm. Now I pump a little air into it. Now, let's see the blood pressure. Mm-hmm. Just as I thought, Mr. Bulge, you have galloping corpuscles.
I didn't realize my condition was so bad.
I know you didn't.
Hurry so I can get to a doctor.
Well, I think that's about all, Mr. Bulge. Just sign here on the dotted line.
Have you got a pen?
A what?
A pen.
No, no, my last client was a lawyer. He got everything I had.
Here's one, my good man.
Fine.
I'm a physical wreck.
I think so.
I don't know what I'd have done if you hadn't showed me what was wrong with me.
Sign, Mr. Bulge, and you can afford to die. There we are. Well, 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 what a life insurance company has scored again. Oh, say, before I go, Mr. Bulge, there's one thing I forgot. What is your business?
I'm president of the Bulge Insurance Company.
Thank you.